House Bill 1149, an act to revise certain provisions related to the awarding of high school diplomas to certain veterans. Senator Huttmacher, I think you're on this bill. Was Representative Klocek, depending on your presentation? I'm sure you can. Also at this time, if the page would notify Representative Tupel that we are at the bill right ahead. He's in House Tax. Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What 1149 does is change the statute we passed several years ago for an honorary high school diploma. This would change it to giving the veterans of the Korean War and World War II, it would include both groups, to a regular high school diploma. I think that's no more than we can do for our military veterans. Many of those people are deceased at this time, but I know the ones, if you attended the Legion or the VFW reception that was here this year, many of them were very excited about receiving their high school diplomas, and I think it's just would be a good faith effort on our part to grant that opportunity.
Thank you, Senator Huttmacher. Any questions of the senator? I guess my question would be, since we've had this in effect, it's either 1 or 2 years, I'm not sure. There have been many of these diplomas issued, and they have been honorary. If I remember correctly, when we had the bill before, that the gentleman from Fort Pierre is the one I remember that was here, supporting the bill, and we didn't hear it that day, and then came back and actually went for the honorary rather than the other diploma. And I think the reasoning used at that time was not to minimize the importance of a regular diploma as compared to this, if I remember everything correctly on that. And so do you have any suggestions what we would do with those that are already issued?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we could do either one. If they want to go back and get a regular diploma, I think that's no more than right. And I think their experience and, you know, as far as life experience when they went to war, I think they probably more than earned their diploma.
Thank you, Senator. Any further questions of Senator Huttmacher? Hearing none, are there any other proponents to House Bill 1149?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we too support this. I don't see a problem with going back and picking up those. I don't think there were that many. There were quite a few, as you might suspect, but I don't think that'll be a problem going back and reissuing and go from there.
Any questions of Mr. Inc? Hearing none, thank you. Any further proponents to House Bill 1149? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1149? Any further opponents? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we will then close the testimony and go to committee action and discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass on House Bill 1149.
Here, second. Second by Senator Olson. Any further discussion? Senator McIntyre.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, and then I thought maybe I should. I understand this, and I'm sympathetic with it. And I have mixed feelings. I want to honor these veterans, and I think Senator Huttmacher's point that life experiences had probably taught them the kinds of things that we hope would be taught in a normal high school curriculum that would lead to a diploma granting. I have some misgivings about making exceptions to the rules as to how we are going to, because we hope we have rigorous standards to mean that a diploma does mean something, and it should mean some identifiable something. In this particular case, with these particular two endeavors, I think probably we could justify right justification for making this that kind of a thing statement. I hope that we don't have this become a precedent, so that every time that we have a war, that we are going to honor the veterans by giving them a high school diploma. In 1941, it was not the tradition to have a high school diploma. Many people did not achieve that. That was even true in 1951 when we began the Korean War. It's much more convenient and expected to have a high school diploma now. So I think that we are living in a different time when we are honoring people that had some achievements in a particular segment of our history. So I will be voting for this, but I want to make sure that we understand that we do not want to weaken or diminish the significance of what a high school diploma should mean to us.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? We do have a motion and a second. I think it's rather ironic that the people really involved with this bill are not here this morning to support it, namely are the veterans organizations. I know the last time this was heard, they were here. I can say that to oppose a bill like this would also mean that you probably oppose motherhood, apple pie, and Chevrolets. Very, very difficult to oppose, but I think we need to remember that a high school diploma should mean that you have completed the requirements to get that diploma. And this, I think, an honorary, I know in our own district, the first time that this was, that there was a honorary diploma given, they made quite a deal of it. In fact, I was invited to be there for that. I was out of town at the time, so I wasn't. What has transpired since then, and of course, Mr. Inc. is saying that probably aren't that many. And I also, someone else just kind of in my ear said something about most of the people that would be involved in this are probably no longer living. However, I don't know why, but it seems to me like there was an honorary diploma given to the survivors in a case. So I don't want to minimize the importance of a high school diploma, and I thought that we had actually addressed that with an honorary, and now we want to take out the honorary. I can agree with, if we want to do the June 25th, 50 to 53, I could agree with that in the bill. But I'm just very, very skeptical of going this direction, and especially when the organizations that should be here to encourage this legislation are not. I'm not going to quote the person. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but he is an official with one of the organizations. His problem was, it's been honorary, we change it, what about the people that have received the other? Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye, those opposed will say nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Puttmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
House Bill 1149 will not go on the consent calendar and will move to the floor and a due pass.